The election of the first Latin American Pope has generated a real sense of excitement and possibility here. But as this week of high drama ends, some awkward questions from Argentina's past have followed him to Rome. Bruce Douglas reports from Buenos Aires.
Within the marble walls of the Metropolitan Cathedral of Buenos Aires, worshippers gather to pray for the new Pope. Outside, quick-thinking vendors are hawking homemade badges of Pope Francis, formerly Jorge Bergoglio, who used to be the Archbishop here. Were you surprised with the news of an Argentine Pope?
Yeah, I was surprised. I wasn't expecting the announcement of having an Argentinian Pope. And now I think the country maybe overreacted a bit, but that's quite normal here.
Y la verdad, muy contento.
I'm delighted. I never thought there would be an Argentine Pope. I hope his election will mean some things change here, that there's more unity in the country.
I've come to the quiet residential suburb of Flores. It's where Jorge Bergoglio grew up and went to school. And this church, the Church of Santa Francisca Javier Cabrini, is where he began his career in the priesthood.
Se hizo la misa y ves que acá está Bergoglio.
Marta Sagasta is one of the secretaries at the small modern church on a nondescript street. So I'm just in the entrance to the church and I'm looking at a notice board with a number of photos of Jorge Bergoglio. In one of them he's being handed a small image of Christ, in another he's celebrating Mass.
This place has many connections to Francis. He lived on the corner of this street as a child. He passed all his youth here. He studied in a school a few blocks away. He's a simple, humble man who is also close to those in need, the poor, the old, children. He didn't follow protocol. He travelled on the underground, on the bus, on his own. He has a lot of love, which he transmits to others.
Our relationship begins in the early 90s.
Rabbi Abraham Skorka is the rector of the Latin American Rabbinical Center in Buenos Aires.
Through very kind jokes, he broke all the formal gaps between us. Jokes about football. He is from San Lorenzo, one team here, and I am from River. And of course, that this was merely an excuse in order to give me a deep message. The doors are open for the dialogue. So, with a great sense of humbleness, really, I say, we are friends. We are friends. It could sound a little bit arrogant to say he is my friend, but I would betray our relationship if I would not say that.
But not everyone in Argentina has welcomed his appointment. Cynthia Garcia is a presenter and journalist on public radio. Within hours of the news emerging of his promotion, Ms. Garcia tweeted, "When will the Catholic Church apologise for having elected Bergoglio Pope?" I asked her what she meant.
There are suspicions about his actions during the military dictatorship.
Tens of thousands of left-wing activists were kidnapped, tortured and killed during Argentina's dirty war. Bergoglio's critics say he failed to protect two priests who were kidnapped by the military during the 1970s. And in sworn testimony in 2011, one woman, whose heavily pregnant sister was kidnapped, disappeared and her baby given away, said that when Bergoglio found out, he did nothing to help. Cynthia Garcia again.
We want him to say what he knew, if he knew, about the children taken during the dictatorship, because there are still 400 grandchildren missing. There are 400 grandmothers waiting to find their grandchildren. The systematic stealing of children during the dictatorship was one of the most aberrant ideas that society could have, and Bergoglio knew about this.
The Vatican has strenuously denied that the Pope was silent during this period. But the election of Jorge Bergoglio to the papacy, while delighting most of his compatriots, has reminded others of the compromises made by the Catholic Church during the dictatorship.